Our next item is the Vineyards Revised Conceptual Multifamily and Commercial Site Plan on Route 9.
This is a revised site plan for retail and residential units located on 82 acres. Placed in commercial. This site plan last received revised preliminary approval on May 19th of 2004. The revised plan is calling for 350,000 square feet of retail area, 75,000 square feet of office space, 35,000 square feet of amenity area, a 150-room hotel, 927 residential units.
Appears we have parties that are here with interest.
It's like quite a bit of interest.
Mr. Chairman, if this is down near the winery, I suggest we not let Mr. Johnson go down there and make a make a request to look at this site.
No, it's back. I do drink better than I play golf, I can tell you that.
Remember, we're on tape.
It's a known public fact.
Well, now it's a matter of public record.
That's right.
Isn't that special?
At least he admits it.
That's right.
Did anyone wish to hear from?
Absolutely. I number one, Mr. Chairman, I wasn't on the commission when this project was originally approved, so I'm particularly interested in what changes or revisions are being proposed, and certainly would need that for me to have any semblance of input.
Good point.
Gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I represent the applicants on this site plan presentation. Basically, and I think, as you said, Mr. Johnson, I don't think you and Mr. Burton were on the commission at the time this came up. This is a piece of land where Nassau Orchards is. It was zoned commercial. It's been zoned commercial since the 70s. And basically, the uses that were designed into this were permitted uses. So it was only a site plan review from the beginning. Basically, it's a combination commercial and residential development. The site plan that I'm showing here is actually the approved site plan. Shown right here. Basically, what we're doing today is coming in with a revised site plan. And basically, the type of development and the proposed uses are basically the same. The layout's been changed, and if I can go back a few items ago on your agenda, when Mr. Key was here talking about the Nassau Grove project, that was revised because of a cloverleaf that the state proposed to put in on Route 1, and that's going to have a road that comes down and connects into Route 9. And basically, this is just a continuation of that same situation. Nassau Grove's located up here. This is that road that's coming down, and this road comes across our property on the western boundary. So DelDOT, after this was approved, DelDOT had come up with the possibility of bringing this road down and coming through here. And basically, this was about a year and a half ago, maybe, that this came up. So since that time, we've basically been working with DelDOT on determining what they want reserved and how that would work. And obviously, with this road coming through here, which is going to be a main road, number one, obviously, this had to be redesigned to remove some things from there. But number two, because of the impact on the road, we wanted to get some residential uses away from the road. We shifted some commercial use over to the closer to the road, and basically utilized some of that area for parking, which just seemed to be a better use. I have a lot more detail if you want to go into that. Basically, what this is showing is 350,000 square feet of retail, 75,000 square feet of office. There's recreational amenity space of 35,000 square feet. There's a hotel, 150 rooms, and 927 residential units. This was designed in accordance with what the state came out with, that they referred to as an activity center.
It is a much higher density development. It's a development that combines commercial and residential uses and basically keeps people on site for not only their living, but for their recreational uses and their shopping uses. It's basically a small urban type of environment that is kind of a self-contained development. Again, the site plan revision was basically, the main reason is the result of the access road that was designed by the state. And we basically tried to accommodate the state by leaving that area open so that the road could be located there.
With that connector road, what's the status of that? I mean, how final is that, or do we know?
Wendy, can you, by the way, for the record, I'm a member of the Delaware Bar and a member of the Sussex County Bar, Jim Fuqua. Okay.
Which bar in Delaware?
The winery.
For the record, my name is Wendy Baker. Represent Ocean Atlantic Associates, and I've been meeting with DelDOT for the last year. As far as the connector road, they seem to think that it will probably be maybe 3 to 5 years.
From now, as far as?
That's what we've been told, as a ballpark.
What kind of road? Is it going to be like another Route 1? Is that what?
It's going to be a bermed four-lane highway.
Because my question, I guess, leads to, how, you know, we've got all the, like we talked about that highway corridor, whatever zone. Is that going to be on, I suppose, I'm just wondering with setbacks and everything else, how that's going to affect parking, if you've given any thought to that.
Well, the reason for our redesign mainly is because, and you'll see that we have more commercial uses there now, it's going to be an elevated, bermed four-lane highway. And, of course, we couldn't market residential homes next to that type of area, so we had to put similar uses that would withstand the noise and the traffic.
So this would be similar to the ramp going up Route 1 bridge at Lewis River Canal. You don't have any access to it.
No, they're working with the property owner across the street, and they are looking to do a ramp and a cloverleaf pattern that will be on the property across the street. So what took us a lot longer is for them to give us the determination of where our entrance would be, because our entrance will be lined up. If you'll look on the plan, be traveling this way, and then the off ramp will come right in here to our main street. And that was crucial for us to make sure that was in place before, because it affected the viability of the entire project and the commercial uses that were there.
I might add that the site plan as submitted does comply with all setback requirements and all parking requirements for those uses.
Yeah, no, I just was wondering with it's sort of with my sympathies dealing with DelDOT and how you figure out where that road's going to be and how that affects what your plan is in relation to that road, you know, with where buffers and setbacks and parking and buildings would be on a road that's not still on the drawing board, I guess.
Well, originally they had it going through the entire middle of our site. I think originally when I met with them, the road pivoted off here, and this is where the road was. So as you can see, it took a lot to get them to move it even to the westernmost boundary.
I think if you'll recall, about probably two, three years ago, when this concept first came up, that road was actually located in about 5 or 6 different places.
Yeah, I remember that.
It kept hitting everything that was involved anywhere along that that segment of Route 9. And again, I think the question you asked, the road will be built when it's built, and between the normal delays and particularly DelDOT funding, you know, that remains to be seen when that'll be. Again, all we could do and what we have done is basically accommodate DelDOT by creating the area where this road could go if and when it ever is built.
Yeah, that's I was just wondering how final it was, you know.
And for the benefit of the commission, could I know that there's parking garages included in this. Could you show the members where those are, just for their information?
Shown on the plan.
plan somewhere?
Yeah, they're highlighted, these.
The blocks?
Yes, they're highlighted.
The blocks are the parking buildings?
Block seven, the parking lot, I believe.
Right, block seven is a surface level parking area.
Four, eight, seven, and ten.
This number here.
None.
Doesn't have a number.
Well, block three.
Oh, block three, yeah.
Block one, yeah.
So how can you tell what's parking garages and what's not?
Can't really.
Well, by the way, they're drawn pretty much.
Got walls around.
Yeah, walled around.
For the record, my name is Michael Dunning. I'm an architect planner out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We've been working with Ocean Atlantic for almost 3 years now on this project. Essentially, and Wendy had it correct, and let me walk up. Blocks three, four, eight, and ten have decks currently. Block seven could perhaps have a deck, but the concept is that they're mid-block parking structures. You would not see them from the streets. We do a lot of this type of planning work, and the idea is that these decks serve the block to which they belong, essentially. So the ratio of parking is distributed correctly. And in most cases, the upper levels of these decks are serving the residential above the retail.
Let me ask a question. This is a revised site plan. Do you have anything that summarizes how the square footage and units and things of this plan vary from the approved plan? I mean, all we have here is what's in this one, but how does it relate to the earlier?
To the original one, yeah.
I don't think the approval letter, I don't think it had that on there. The acreage is, the best way to do it is the acreage, this total number of residential units in the commercial, of course, is 12 units to the acre is the density.
Right.
And this number, I believe, is the same as the number of residential units?
The same number of residential units from the previous plan. Really, the basic change was in adding that big box, which is right now we're in the midst of negotiating with Target, to put that next to the highway that's going in there. So that's really the only change to the plan as far as the number of units was adding that commercial component.
The commercial retail space actually increased some from the previously approved plan.
Right, that's what I'm trying to get a handle.
But that is it's a permitted use, so it's not it wasn't approved at a specific, I mean the plan was approved at
right.
What was submitted,
what was
but,
in the plan
but more
is
permitted
approved.
Because it is a permitted use, assuming you meet parking and setback requirements.
This, though, just so unclear what we're asked to look at. I mean, this is just a conceptual plan at this point. All right, I wanted to make sure because it didn't have all the preliminary.
No, we don't have. Yeah, no, okay. We don't have the in-hand permits yet. So is it conceptual or preliminary?
I don't know.
We have preliminary site plan. We have had preliminary site plan.
The other one, right? But
that's what we're requesting. Revised preliminary.
I'll have to
site
defer
plan.
That to Mr. Lank. Does this qualify as preliminary?
I don't know about the details. I don't know that there's all the calculations that are necessary to be considered a site plan. Conceptually, it would be conceptually revised preliminary.
So does this require a motion or just a concurrence?
I think probably what would have to happen, I'm thinking of how this would play out, because I don't think it has everything that...
Let's get the conceptual and then you just submit the preliminary.
Yeah, I think Mr. Fuqua is probably on point, is that if the conceptual, if it gets approved, what you'd have to do is come back, just put that into preliminary form.
Right.
You know.
Technical.
Yeah, it's a technical.
Okay.
Administrative type thing on your end.
I'll trust you on that.
So no building permits or other permits could be issued based on this plan.
And well, they couldn't on the preliminary either because they wouldn't
correct.
Have final.
Well, that's
correct.
Yeah.
But do you know what was originally approved on the preliminary plan
yeah.
in terms of the square footage of retail and office and hotel and residential units? I heard you say the residential units are the same.
I believe it was 250,000 square feet of commercial, and this plan is 350,000 square feet of commercial.
How much was it before?
I believe it was 250 and 927 units and... Sorry, it was 984 units on the previous plan that was approved. This one's 927.
So it's fewer residential, and the retail's increased, is that?
That's correct.
By, from 214 to 350?
Correct.
And the office space went from 42 to 75. And the hotel's 9 rooms less.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Are all these entrances approved? Nine?
No, this is just a conceptual at this point.
There wasn't a trade-off made with DelDOT for this road.
Well, DelDOT, the one entrance, they're looking at two entrances right now. DelDOT is working with us on two entrances.
You're talking about a realignment of part of Route 9 also?
Correct.
With this new configuration.
There's a Western Parkway configuration that we've also had to deal with DelDOT as well.
The ultimate goal, what they're trying to do is basically take 5 points and turn it into what, in effect, would be 4 points. They're going to take that V road out and just have one road coming in from the west.
On this plan, it looks like there's some, like, and I think the gentleman stated where there's residential above commercial. Is that everything? Where there's commercial, there's residential above it? Or how do we know from this what's residential and what's commercial?
Essentially everything that you see there in red, with exception of the two larger retail boxes, the Target and the grocery store, would indeed have residential above. Now, we're under the 42-foot height limit, so that we're looking at, in the case of everything that's in red, essentially two stories above the retail. Everything that's in the lighter peach color is a 3- and 4-story type of a residential-only building.
Yeah, I just was wondering how you could distinguish, you know, which had residential and which did not on the plan.
Just to give you a sense. Oops. Just to give you a sense of where
the buildings will stand up better than that. Yeah.
These are the commercial stores, and then with the residential above it.
And actually, in this case, all of these essentially were set up. This was a sketch workshop that we did on site maybe a month ago, just to kind of pin down the architectural flavor of this thing. This is certainly representative of only maybe 8 buildings of the whole project. But what we want to do is capture the flavor, and essentially we're showing, in most cases here, 2 levels of residential use above the retail.
Got a retail ground floor with 2 levels above a multifamily.
That kind of goes into my point about why this can only be conceptual, because it doesn't really distinguish between the two or set forth where residential is and where it's not, and the details will end.
And that's not a problem. Again, our main point in bringing it was because of the revisions as a result of the DelDOT changes. As I said, we had site plan approval. We wanted to come in to show you these changes. Conceptual approval would be fine, and we'd submit the technical data to support the preliminary plan once we have your approval.
So if we approve this as a concept, then it comes back as a preliminary. Is that what I'm hearing? Or,
well, I mean, yeah, it would have to if you prove it as a concept. However, you know, you're kind of giving your blessing as it is a concept. You know, I mean. So yeah, but that procedure, that's how it happened. That, you know, they have kind of your okay on the whole general idea of it as a concept. You know, they have to come in with more specifics as a preliminary, but, you know. you'd be hard pressed to say, well, I don't like the target where it is on the preliminary if you right. give your blessing yeah, to the concept.
If you don't like something, now's the time to say so.
That's sort of the big picture opportunity.
The two entrances that Del Dot's talking about, how do they relate to the five entrances that you show here?
Could if you want to.
I don't know. This is
yeah, we're really looking at known.
It still has to come back as a preliminary.
Well, it's interior. Public? It's interior.
Okay, so one, two,
it's in the National Commons area.
It wouldn't correct me wrong, but we indicated we're going to try to capitalize on the fact that we've got an intersection here that they're promoting with the off ramp, try to capture that traffic. We think we agree on this one. We would like three as shown. I think that's still going to be something we'll work out with Del Dot.
I don't see.
Using our analysis, we think we can do that and make it work. We definitely want this one, so we're working actually with them on these two.
So those are the preferences of Del.
If these go to right in, right out, sort of left-hand directionals, that kind of thing, then we'd be okay. But you know, the retailers are going to push for some of these, certainly.
Mm. You still got the entrance up on sort of out to Route 1, the Nassau Bridge area too, up there, I guess.
Out this way?
Yeah.
And from our standpoint as planners, you know, we sometimes disagree as to what departments of transportation want to see. Connectivity is better in terms of traffic dispersion and so on. So we'll continue to have that discussion with them.
All right, but everything's dispersing onto one road.
In this case, yes.
Where's there's a road that, like on the north of it, that sort of juts out and sort of stops. Is that interconnection with some other development or?
This here?
Yeah.
That's actually just connecting back to the winery.
Oh, okay. Couldn't tell where the winery was in relation to this.
And the pond already exists. Right. That's Mr. Raley's bar pit. Hopefully, big.
Like some of it's getting filled though, isn't it? Because there was more pond on the other plan. It looked like there was another sort of section. Yeah.
Well, he's been digging.
The pond keeps getting bigger.
Playing with toys, yeah.
The longer this goes on, the more he digs.
So then, am I correct in even approving as a concept? With your negotiations with Del Dot, et cetera, it may be different anyhow.
Only because they're ongoing, sir. Yeah.
The cul-de-sac that you show at the end of block two north of the target.
That's just service.
What's going on there?
That's just service for the retail.
That's just to turn around for the trucks. No access to the property to the north?
No, only because, we're bermed up here, so we're kind of locked in that way, and there's really no reason at this time, given that use, to connect through.
So that's going to stay as the winery, or is that your property? Or
this is our property line. Here.
That's your property line.
So how do these people get access to the north then?
From where?
They don't, because if I'm correct, all these are lots that back up to our property line. There's no point of connectivity.
Okay.
It all comes out the other way.
Yeah, they come out.
That's the rail line.
Yep. Rail line is a little further up.
Right.
That's or Whispering Pond.
This is also a storage facility. This is also open land right here. There's 40 acres and there's a storage facility up here.
Yeah, right.
Okay. AA storage or whatever.
And Whispering
Pond
backs up to that. Yeah.
So there's a property in between that's they're using for.
The little block of land blocks are showing on the upper corner. That's part of Whispering Pines, right?
I believe that's Sussex Pines.
Yeah, I think that's part of Whispering Pines. It goes back behind Sea Spray Village.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, with the concept, they're going to have to come back and they're going to have to show on the preliminary. You're going to get another bite out of it because they're going to have to show specifically the commercial and the residential, how the residential interacts with the commercial. I'm going to have to show more detail on the parking. So if really what this is intended to do is just conceptually to sort of redraw the problem that Del Dot's given them, you know, that's, I guess, what you're addressing. And, you know, if you're okay with that sort of in broad conceptual terms, you know, you can act on it. You know, it's going to have to come back as a preliminary with a lot more details. And I would think that if it was going to be approved as a concept, if there was going to be some sort
of
consent by the commission that's approved as a concept, to be understood by the developers, you know, that that's not the final say on it. You know, they're going to get a good look at it at the preliminary stage.
Yeah, and I would just summarize it. We just kind of have a chicken and egg problem, and that is that we did have site plan approval, which we worked with DelDOT to basically ruin by accommodating where they wanted to put this road. We're trying to get back to where we were, and ultimately we understand we never get final site plan approval until we have DelDOT permits and entrance permits and all the other permits, but we need to get to the point where we can go after those based on some at least apparently approved plan. If
some
if we
indication
can get
that right
apparently approved.
Conceptual. The starting point. We're just trying to get a starting point.
But the problem the commission is faced with is if they approve this, as you said earlier, they're pretty much locked in.
Well, I mean,
it's
no,
already
because
the plan's already been preliminarily approved.
Yeah, but it has been, but that's a materially different plan that was approved. What the commission's not going to be locked in because they haven't seen parking details. Like, we're dealing with 350,000 square feet more parking. The old plan didn't have the parking requirements for 350,000 square feet. The commission's going to have to look at that and make sure it complies. I mean, there have to be the technical things that the commission's
going
to
going back to the conceptual part, though, and we certainly understand we got to comply with the parking requirements, we got to comply with setback requirements, et cetera, and that's our burden to design it that way. We submit that this is designed that way, that we'll comply with it, and we understand that you need the detail to verify that. But again, what we've done here is we've basically intensified the use internally, created parking on the fringe, and have one large retail store in close proximity to the elevated road that's going to be coming through, which I certainly think is a reasonable thing to do in light of us accommodating this road. So, I mean, it's your decision whether you think it's reasonable, but we certainly felt that was good planning and designing.
So what am I hearing then? Are we saying that if we approve this as a concept, then we're locked into the number of units in the design as basically, or?
I don't think we're saying that. I think if we approve it as a concept and they submit as a preliminary something that appears to be generally like that plan, then the, you know, one might be led to think that there wouldn't be an issue with it. And I think that the applicant, the indication of an approval as a concept says to them that, yeah, this is a general idea, we like this, proceed on this basis and bring us a preliminary plan to look at. Now, if they bring us a preliminary plan where everything's, you know, changed 180 degrees or something, I think that's another issue. Still doesn't mean you wouldn't approve that plan, just means that it doesn't conform to the concept that was being approved, and then these fine folks would get to stand here and tell us why, you know, and then if we like the answer, then, you know, we could shine favorably on them, or if we don't like the answer.
And I just do want to stress again that this was zoned commercial, and this commercial use and the residential use is all permitted uses.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's all permitted uses.
This is a site plan. It's not a public hearing. They're not here for permission to do a commercial development. They're here to say, this is what we're thinking about. I mean, you know, and I think that the question that was asked earlier, is there enough information on the drawing for it to be approved as a preliminary, is probably as important a question as anything else. And I think we've kind of agreed that there probably isn't enough at this point, but we certainly could approve it as a concept. And I think that would at least be an indication to the applicant that, you know, we at least agree with the direction we're going, but show us more. Is that a fair statement, Mr. Robertson?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Absolutely.
With that in mind, then, Mr. Chairman, concerning the vineyards, my motion is for approval as a concept, the multifamily and commercial site plan on Route 9.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the revised conceptual multifamily and commercial site plan as a concept only on Route 9 for the vineyards. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.